I'm in.
Right.
I'm just going to
do
the podcast as if I'm not even playing.
Right.
Ryan, he looks so uncomfortable. Wants to talk to you.
Yes, Terry. I don't even know Terry.
Ryan, let me talk to you for a second.
What's up?
You think Dwight's going to fuck this up again?
Well, I'm going to say the odds are not in his favor.
Man. Right.
I would try to rebuttal against you guys are right.
We've had some technical errors, significant technical errors in the last 6 months.
No, say significant. I would say they're starting to take notice.
I would say I have a fair share of text messages, Skype messages, disappointing phone calls about losing podcasts, live
casts. It's not my fault that you focus on the negatives and you don't remember all of the positives.
I don't. Look, I'm just saying we'd be at like podcast 200 by now.
T-Mongoose Podcast! For episode 132, bitches!
Damn. That's like...
Wait. Take two, 172, take
say
two.
Say 172.
I said 132.
Oh, I heard 172.
I heard 172.
I was like, man, when did we get that high?
Like this.
Did I miss some podcasts, or are you just counting all the ones you screwed up?
You guys probably picked up the massive amount of sass in the
Terry.
I liked mine.
Do you think he's just counting the ones he screwed up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you guys are counting all the ones I screwed up because technically we're on 132. If we were on 170, that would be all the ones I fucked up.
Oh well, good. At least he admitted it. All right, moving on. Topic of the
have I never admitted it?
No, I guess you. I suppose you have.
I have always owned up to it. I was the one that always broke the news. I could have just been like, "Yeah, I put out
breaking news."
Just tweet out.
I fucked it up.
We should have a dedicated Twitter
to when you just screw up a podcast.
That says T-Mongoose Podcast Disaster. That's the Twitter
status,
handle, right?
Just status, like podcast is now like live or like it's not.
No.
Like server down.
It's at TM Podcast. What did I say? Disaster.
Disaster.
And each tweet, it just says breaking news, and that's it. That's the only thing it ever tweets. So every time you see breaking news, and then they read that, it's done.
Someone fucked up.
We're done. Rings.
The time of podcast has now passed.
Date of death or time of death?
Time of death. Whatever time it is now.
No, it'd be whatever time I look at the levels and see that there's nothing there.
I guess that would be time of death.
Right? Because I'm just like, oh, that's dead.
Well, maybe you should have given it a little shock and see what happens. Like.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I feel bad about it.
I have like 4 hours of footage that I just have not had time to edit, and I'm really upset about it.
I have a tiny little anxiety attack every time it happens. Not because I feel like we're disappointing our fans.
But because you're disappointing me?
Because, yeah, I have to break the news to you guys. I'm like, guys, I fucked up again. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's not like it's one time where you just be like, oh, do I? You know, it happens to everybody.
The first time, it was fine. Like, I was just like, oh, guys, you know, these things happen.
Yeah,
the second time,
it,
I'm just like, okay, all right. We're all human. And then, like, the 40 after that have just been detrimental for my mental health.
His reputation has really been tarnished in T-Bot.
I'm starting to break down mentally now. When this happens, it's like, you know, like in animes where they get super dramatic and they zoom in on the face. And it's like down below. Yeah, and they have like that their top of their forehead goes all black or whatever, and they have like the sweat beads. It's just like, what have I done?
Sound of glass shattering in the back.
Right. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god.
I have to tell all my friends I messed up.
Big deal.
It's disheartening because if it was only something like 20 or 30 minutes, whatever, but our podcasts are like an hour and a half, and it's like, man, I don't want to have that conversation again.
reasonably
so. I hated every part of that conversation.
I didn't have fun with it the first time.
Oh, man. Do we need to take a little break right now so you can test and make sure?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Do you guys want to take a little quick little break?
As long as you promise to edit this part in, yeah.
Edit what in?
I don't want to start over.
I'm going to take all this out. No one will know.
I'll know.
Just like last week.
I edited out the whole podcast. Look at what I got.
That's why nobody cares what you got.
Oh, shit! You got the beanie! Okay, so I have a question about the beanie.
We're live again if you want to talk or not.
Okay. Because I had an offset on the thing.
Yeah, but
I feel like
it
doesn't matter.
It's a beanie.
Yeah.
That, so my fears about it are exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's just it's just painted. Like,
so
when
it's gonna crust.
When I got it, it was already kind of cracking a little bit in the very fine areas.
We got to solve that.
Well, it's cause, like, how you supposed to bind it to the beanie, you know?
We got to get it sewed in. We got to go get a seamstress.
Oh, dude, if we could get embroidered
ones. I'll look into it.
Oh, can we get a polo, too, with a tiny one?
For dude, people that don't know what's happening, because we talked about it on the podcast that we lost.
And we also did not. We talked about it right before the podcast.
Did we?
Yeah, we had like a business meeting, and then we started the podcast.
Did we, Ryan?
Dwight, back me up here. Oh, wait. No one has any proof, so I could be right.
You also could be wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know,
the odds against that are, what, I got your word against mine? You lose all the podcasts.
Anyway.
But I get most of them, too. I got more than I fucked up.
I mean, Terry's never fucked up the ones he's done, so I'm just...
Except for the parts where I'm not in them.
That's your Damn. Fuck up again. You fucked Damn. Up those podcasts.
No, that was his Damn. Fault. He could have no. yelled at me more. He could have been more violent.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Okay, Terry, you were saying something about
I feel like Moen's passed now, but whatever. We threw up a Team Mongoose beanie on the shop. And Jeez. We bought one to test it out, and... Apparently, it's not up to Dwight's beanie standards.
Those are just
standards. We gotta make sure we're giving out a good quality beanie. I support it, Dwight.
I think that it'll be fine for a while. I'm just worried that, like, it'll wear out, you know?
It's a beanie, Dwight.
What?
You're gonna wrap it around your penis anyway.
What do you do with beanies?
How does that even relate to... It's still gonna wear out.
That's yeah,
what...
Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Ryan, quit fucking this up.
Earth to Ryan.
Sorry for concentrating on the wrong thing.
Other than that, though, the beanie is actually really nice.
Is it warm?
It is warm, actually. It's very warm.
Terrible warm. Time for beanies.
It's terrible time now, yes, but...
But it won't be in 5 months, 4 months, less. Who knows? 8 months? 7 months?
just
tomorrow?
Got it. No, tomorrow, you got it.
Tomorrow's actually going to be a little cloudy. Here.
Yeah, today was cloudy. Here, anyway. I don't know what you guys were
experiencing. It started getting cloudy on my way home. I was like, well, fuck, because I needed the sun.
I need you.
Oh, yeah, you were painting a door or something, weren't you?
Yeah.
He's getting his tan on, Dwight. Don't be rude.
My tan man on.
You think he just stays that way naturally?
I do, but I still like the tan.
I assumed it was just for, like, reassurance.
I do, but I still like the tan.
Bitch, I love the sun.
Oh, God. I lost an arm rest.
Okay.
Where did it go?
It just this bolt comes out, but I don't know where my Allen wrench is, so I just kind of just keep pushing it back in.
Use your finger. Just take your pinky and just go...
Have you seen these things? They don't just slide into stuff. They're like sausages.
I was about to say something, but it was about to give away personal information.
What?
What, like Social Security?
Yeah. I was going to tell Ryan to use his Social Security number, and then I was going to recite his Social Security number. Because
it's 5B.
two characters in, you already...
I didn't want to give out the whole thing. Like, Jesus.
Okay, it's 5-B-B-B-B.
Five.
5-B-5-5-B. What?
Five.
What?
What's your social?
You don't believe me? Fuck you.
Like, what if I'm about?
So what? I got a couple of bees. That doesn't mean it's not legit.
Oh, I'm full. You're full of shit.
You saying I'm not a real human being? That I'm not a real American because my social security has a couple of bees in it. Oh, high and mighty over here.
He's crying.
I'm crying. It's great. It's good.
Dwight's
it's a good
literally
joke.
Crying about this. I love it, Dwight.
This Ryan. Isn't my America.
I'm just so worried about you, Ryan.
We're gonna beg, dude. You
about
beg.
Your citizenship?
Don't deport Ryan.
Maybe I'm just Canadian.
Hashtag don't deport Ryan.
God damn it. I start looking into my
eyes.
Being
a socialist. It's nothing. We can get over it.
Dwight isn't.
He's not real.
If I didn't have two monitors, I'd take a picture.
He's like Pinocchio. We can make you a real boy, Ryan.
They carve me out of a redwood like hole, like just.
We can make you a real boy, Ryan.
So that's what you think of immigrants, huh? They're all like Pinocchio. They're not real people.
Listen, Ryan. Immigrants have numbers in their social security number. All right, they don't have bees. Unless those bees stand
other
for burritos.
Do for their social security number.
Damn.
Pretty sure Canada's have numbers.
Damn.
Or letters.
I'm glad you caught it, Terry.
I got it. I don't approve.
What?
You approve. You saying you don't like burritos?
Love burritos. How dare you?
All right, then. Well, the more bees in the social security number.
Well, I'm a red-blooded Californian.
I was just about to fucking tweet that. You beat me by 30 seconds.
It has been tooted.
I want to see.
For all to see, except Ryan. Don't look, Ryan.
Ryan, it's a hashtag. You shouldn't look.
I've hashtagged a few things for now. You.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this podcast has started so strong that I feel that the back half is just going to be shit.
Well, then let's just cut it at 30 minutes. That way when we lose it all, it's not as dramatic.
We can do that again.
Oh, sure, 30 minutes, whatever.
Well, we've already proven we don't even have to put it out, so...
We're hilarious no matter what.
That's true. What's
important...
Whether
you guys are here or not, we're funny.
Yeah, that's the important thing, is that we're having fun with each other.
That's what she said?
No.
She never said that, Ryan.
Yeah, no.
So she I was there. She never said that.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Terry was there.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Well... I remember. That's what's important here.
You don't remember Terry being there?
No. I'm a little afraid.
How do you even know who she is?
I don't even know who Terry is.
Damn.
You know what's weird is that I told Terry, I said, hey, Ryan wants to poop cast tonight. And he goes, I don't know who this Ryan fellow is, but he sounds pleasant. Then, when I was talking to Ryan via text... He said, hey, we still on? I'm like, Terry's the only one available, if that's fine. And then you said, Ryan, I don't know who this Terry is, but he sounds nice. Is there something going on between you two that I don't know about?
Dude, I read the chat before I texted you.
Yeah, whatever, Ryan.
He's blue as mine.
Go look at the sequence of events. I texted you after I flexed in the chat.
Ryan, I'm not gonna, you're asking me to look at numbers.
Numbers on your cell phone and in the chat.
I have to unlock my phone again to go to the text message app, which is a Google Hangout app. Thank you.
If you didn't suck so bad.
Yeah, but I do.
No, that was fun, though. I did that just to mess with you.
Yeah, I know. You guys ruined the illusion. You could have just played it off and be like, hey, no, we're just two quirky dudes.
I was as surprised as you.
Then my plan worked swimmingly.
Right? You could have just played it off and been the super cool dude, but you're just I read the chat. I'm not that clever.
You're all fool.
As oblivious as you two. I would have caught off guard like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Ryan, I love you.
I love you, stranger.
That. I need you to know that.
I know.
Important to me.
I'm sure you want to show him, too.
Well,
whip it out, Terry.
Well,
You know, I heard a rock version of Careless Whisper today. It was really off-putting.
What?
A rock version of Careless Whisper.
I don't know what Careless Whisper is. Who sings this song?
What? I'm sorry, you don't know what Careless Whisper
Maybe
is?
Maybe I do, but what song is this?
I'm sure you know what Careless Whisper is.
Who sings it? But who plays it? What year is it?
The amazing George Michael.
I believe it was in the 80s.
What is with you people? I was in a sound drop with freaking Brandon one night, and he just starts dropping, boy, so much.
What? Was he breaking these things that he was dropping?
What?
What? You just said he was dropping, and that's all you were saying.
He was dropping that, what is that artist you just said?
George Michael.
Yes, he was dropping George Michael and Boy George, both of those. Mm-hmm. All up in the my sound drop. Well, it took me days to delete it all because you can't. There's no delete all button.
No, there is not.
It's very frustrating.
It's dangerous, Ryan, to go into a sound drop with people that you're not super close with. It's kind of like having.
It's dangerous to go into a sound drop with people you're super close with.
Yeah, it could ruin. Sound drop could really ruin friendships.
Can ruin friendships. It's worse than Mario Party.
Right? You know, the subject line in my sound drop for a long time was Matt's not allowed to add anything, Tyler's younger brother.
Oh, yeah, you had sound.
And then I just
him?
Changed it by one word and said that Brandon's no longer allowed to
add. Okay. Yeah. You should change that by a case-by-case basis.
Of course. I had to ban...
banned from
Mimsy
sound
for a while,
drop.
Too.
Mimsy?
Yeah.
She putting bad songs in there?
Yes, everybody's putting bad songs.
Ryan, Terry, and I wouldn't put bad songs.
I know, I invited you to sound drop earlier.
And I said no. Yeah.
Like a dick.
And I declined, of course.
Like a real...
That was far too busy. I had previous engagements with listening to nothing.
I'm dull.
Hey, how about that new Spotify update? Everything
loved it. My living room computer got it first, and my other one wouldn't update. I was furious.
Your shitty computer got it first.
Sarah's computer, yes.
Oh, it's so, Sarah's now.
So, well, I mean, it's, yeah, that's what we call it.
Okay.
I always forget, though. It's our living room computer.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. Very good.
But, yeah, I like it. It reminds me of the old Spotify.
Yeah, older Spotify was a little bit like that. And then
I remember when you go to the, and you could, like, go to the radio, and it was so much better.
Well, the mechanics of the radio? No.
Yeah. No. Not the mechanics. I liked the selection better. Yeah. And the way you could choose songs and combine stations and shit was so much better. Like, so much more freedom. You could, like, go back through all... You could rewind and skip back.
You can't rewind.
You can rewind by just moving the song back.
You can move the song back? I didn't know you could move it.
You can just do that over and over.
I knew you could, like, click on it and then, like, it'd take you like, okay, I want to make sure I save that song.
No, you can just start the song over, listen to it one more time, and then the next song comes on.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I do it all the time. Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you indeed, Ryan? What have you to hide?
I don't know why Spotify doesn't, like, buy out Pandora, though. Do you think they would have enough money?
I'm furious at Pandora.
You're infuriated with Pandora?
They updated on my phone, and they eliminated their free ads that you got as a Windows phone customer, which I'm really pissed off about.
You got free ads on there?
No ads. Sorry.
I never get free ads.
I got no ads for free. My first year of having my phone, I listened to Pandora with zero ads, zero problems. Loved it. They updated it, added ads, and it's garbage. It just freezes all the time. And I'm just like, I sent them an email and I was like, hey, why am I getting ads? Like, and they're like, ads make up our business. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, they were free on the Windows phone. And they're like, well, we had to start, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, how come I have to see ads and you say that's your business? This is like a week later. And same guy just responded. He never got back to me. And I was like, how come ads are your business? And now that I have them, the app sucks. Like, never got a response.
Because business is good, Ryan.
Like, well, if you're going to be snippy about it, then I just won't respond.
Like, it's down to like 3 or 4 stars or something on the store. It was like 5. It's crazy. I want an update so bad. I just want Spotify to get out of beta on the Windows phone. There's no excuse for it.
I wonder if the widget for Pandora for Windows desktop
It's still got 4 stars.
If it still doesn't give ads. Because back when I used Pandora 4 years ago now, the little widget thing that you can get, the little just dock tool or whatever for Pandora, you could put that up and you don't get ads at all, and you can skip 6 songs per station, not per hour or whatever it is total.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't think that works anymore. I actually, because I think I had it on my lab, my work laptop, and I upgraded to one for, or yeah, Pandora one for that exact reason. Because it stopped doing that. And I hate ads.
I don't mind ads if they're unobtrusive or if I they're can very expect obtrusive. Them. If I can expect they're very, them.
They're very stupid.
Damn. I hate them. Just putting these ads on blast right now.
Yeah.
They're the worst. Like, last year's reject ads. Like,
are you talking about Pandora's ads?
Still? Yeah. Like, no, yeah, they like Lowe's ads and stuff. Like, they're awful.
You tell me that people that listen to Pandora Radio don't want to know about the all the exciting deals over at Lowe's right now.
Not the way they do it.
Ryan,
you're full of shit.
Yeah. Like,
when you guys don't know anything.
When you start insulting Lowe's.
I guarantee you I've bought more money at Lowe's than both of you combined. Than most money. People that listen to this podcast combined. Like, I bought a lot of shit at Lowe's. I had a Lowe's card.
I'll have you know, Ryan, I've never been to Lowe's.
I was about to say the same thing.
You're very middle fingery tonight, Ryan. What is this?
Ryan, you're being rude.
Being very middle fingery?
Yeah.
It's really descriptive of you.
Well, it's what you're doing, and you're doing it a lot.
I'm sorry. Try to censor me?
No.
Never. Ryan, never. So.
Never, Ryan. You've been to Lowe's. I would never censor a Lowe's man.
I went to Lowe's on Black Friday. Like, that's how serious.
You're a company man.
I bought a shop vac, a drill.
Tell us more of this shop vac.
I left it in Mexico.
I want to know about the drill, Dwight.
I regret it.
Did you leave the drill in Mexico?
No, the drill's right there.
I regret going into Lowe's that day.
That goddamn shop vac. My life's never been the same.
It's always been the goddamn
shop. Shop's never been burned.
That's why I left it in New Mexico.
I left my shop vac down in old New Mexico.
Went all the way of the world, damn it.
New Mexico sounds a lot more suave than Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, me.
It's got 3 U's.
How many that B's it does it have, Ryan?
It's not interesting. Like,
I remember that joke.
But, Dwight, the B's aren't interesting in this, okay? This particular story, the B's aren't interesting. Forget about the B's, Dwight!
I got a new
You're
idea.
You're always fixated on the bees.
Buzz.
Starting a new business with bees.
Beads?
No, bees.
Beads? Joe's not on board. My favorite scene all time. And then he gets tagged. You can't have bees in here. They don't allow you to have bees in here. She's the best. Dude. That in Archer when she, what kind of scheme hatchery are you up to? There's no scheme hatchery. Best. I'm behind an episode or two from Vice.
I have not seen any of it.
It's interesting. It's different.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Vice.
The place that does like all those documentaries and stuff.
Archer Vice.
Oh.
Have you not heard anything about the new season?
No.
Do you watch Archer?
I do, but not like you guys.
What does that mean? I just started watching it like 6 months ago.
What are you trying
ago.
To say, Dwight?
I have no idea what you're talking about, so you guys obviously care more about the show.
Wow. Dwight.
I'm complimenting you on your commitment.
I think he just hates TV.
I think so too, Ryan.
I don't. That's all what I really have to say about that.
What
I don't.
Happened?
I don't know, Ryan. Why don't you ask your new best friend, Vice? Maybe he'll have an answer for you.
I need to go see a blacksmith. I just got all my shit screwed up.
Oh.
You got goofed.
You done got goofed.
Arrows from the sky.
Yeah, that'll happen.
What?
You hanging out with Romans? The Romans did that.
No, no Romans. I actually work with a Roman. Like, he's actually Russian, but his name is Roman.
I was about to say that, too. It's like, his name's Roman.
Like, you know, he wrecked the Roman Empire. He says it to customers.
Wreck the Roman Empire?
No, like, when he's, like, because they're like, my name is Roman. Like, they call him, like, random. Ronald?
What?
What was that? Randy?
Roman? Yes, like the Roman Empire. Yes, it's hilarious. I work with two.
Never heard of it.
Two awesome Russians.
This is the other one.
Dima.
Dima?
Oh.
Dima.
Dima.
What?
Ronald? You have two Ronalds here? That's crazy.
So I'm working at my old Wells Fargo branch, and this guy calls and he goes, "Do you have an Arnold that works there?" And I was like, "An Arnold? No, sir, we don't have an Arnold. Are you sure?" And at this point, I'm looking around. I'm like, "Of course I'm sure," you know. And he's like, "He has an office," and I was like, "Aaron?" He goes, "No, that can't be it."
I'm gonna come in.
And he's like, I was like, "All right, dude." Comes in. Sure enough, he was looking for Aaron. How he got Arnold? That's a lot of letters to add to somebody's name. Like,
I'm sure it was Arnold.
Trying to argue with me. Arnold must work there. Some guy. He was probably
no,
there.
No,
some,
no, no.
Some random dude just sat at one of the banker's desks and took all this guy's money. My name's Arnold. Here's one of my cards. Just hands him one of Aaron's cards.
You just wrote, like, Aaronald or whatever.
I don't have cards yet, you know.
I don't have
but
cards.
But here, I'll take one of Aaron's. She works here. She's great.
Aaron's a boy.
He's great. I work here. I'm a banker, you see.
Look at all the money I have.
Awesome. I'm a banker, you see.
I think you see is like the funniest thing you can add to the end of a sentence.
Yes.
I have this box of bees, you see.
Bees.
I was going to say something and I forget now.
Well, Ryan, now it's gone forever. And it's not coming back.
Like your soul.
Don't do that. You scared me.
Who was that? Don't. They can't come on the podcast. We're busy.
I'm coming for you.
I don't like that. Ryan, you make scary voices.
So, I have watched everything but the Adam West Batman in the entire franchise that I can find, except for the original animated series from 1992.
Have you told
that I am currently engaged in watching?
Have you told Bagetta of your current Bat fandom?
I've been a Batman fan since I was a wee lad, just revisiting everything. But yeah, I tried to talk about it. He hasn't seen half the stuff I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sure he's probably caught up. He's probably read more of the comics than you have.
Probably. I mean, I read a lot as a kid, but maybe.
Maybe that's the particular media.
I mean, I've read a lot of those, too. I have a lot of digitals right now.
It's the medium through which he experiences Batman.
I like comic books. I like the Brave and the Bold. Yes. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Wasn't that a soap opera?
No.
Yeah.
The Young and the Restless. It had an episode that was kind of soap opera-y.
It had a beach episode, is what you mean? Bold, Brave, and the Beautiful.
No, sure Batman, the Brave, and the Bold, dude. Check it out. It's like a spoof on the 50s. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't need to. I'm here on the soap opera page.
Maybe you've heard
of it. Brave and the Beautiful, I think.
But hey, it's good. I haven't watched the newer Batmans in a minute. And I forgot how beautiful that Joker is.
What? The Jack Nicholson Joker?
Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Nicholson's is cool, and it'll always be great, and I love it.
It was iconic.
Yeah, exactly. It was, but it just wasn't. It wasn't crazy enough.
He looked pretty crazy.
He looked crazy, but he wasn't like a real sociopath like he was like when he played it. Just crazy. Just crazy.
It's crazy. That's why they called him the crazy clown.
That's right, Dwight.
Joker, the crazy clown.
How did you get to know so much about that?
Well, you see, I'm quite the philanthropist in Batman. You see,
no,
I have owned many comic books.
I have many leather-bound books. You see,
I have lots
of Batman.
But yes, anyway, and also a lot of Justice League stuff. I just don't want to do anything Superman. Like, I'm just not.
I heard that they're rebooting the Batman series again because the Nolan version of Batman was too dark and gritty. Like, they couldn't bring him into Justice League.
It was what Batman was.
No, they can't because Batman was never part of the Justice League anyway because he was so dark and gritty. That's the whole point. He's never really an official member.
He's in there every now and then, and you know that when they come out.
Yeah,
with
he's
the
a founding
series,
member, but he like just comes and goes.
It's like, eh.
What did he like join the group and he's just like, oh, there's too many people here now.
It's lame now.
Yeah, everybody's doing this.
That's kind of exactly what happened.
He seems like a very emotional child.
Man,
well, his parents were killed right before his eyes. You'd be pretty emotional.
Listen,
as well.
He's an adult now.
It's time to grow up.
It's time to grow up, Bruce.
Anyway. So
go hang out with your friends at the Justice League.
I don't really want to see a Batman reboot.
It's going to happen.
Like, this soon?
It's going to happen. They announced it the same year that the last one came out, that it was going to be rebooted. Same thing with Spider-Man when the third one came out. And that's already two.
I finally watched the first one.
It's good, right?
It was good.
It was good.
But Spider-Man's... Even Disney doesn't want to mess with it. They're like, Sony, just take care of this disgusting spider.
No, that whole thing is that Sony's under contract from before the first one.
But look.
And they have to make a certain amount of movies.
Yeah. I know how that works. But look. When he saves that kid, you know, and the guy's like, who are you? And he's just like, I'm Spider-Man. I'm like, that's not cool. Like, that just doesn't sound scary.
Spider-Dude.
Like, I'm Spider-Man. Like,
Spider-Bro.
It's not supposed to sound scary.
It doesn't sound cool.
I was about to say, is he supposed to be a villain and I just missed like this whole thing?
No, he's just lame, dude. He's just lame. He's the lamest.
Shut up. Terry, don't you really like Spider-Man? Isn't that like your thing?
I love Spider-Man.
Okay, well,
do you?
Yeah.
Sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to insult you.
Now, see, if I said I like Spider-Man, he would have just kept on fucking going in that goddamn mouth. No, he's like, oh, Terry, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
I like
That's
Terry.
That's because he
and
likes
I want
me.
To keep him as a friend. I try to get rid of you any chance I get.
Then why'd you invite me to your shitty sound drop earlier, Ryan? Quit inviting me to things. I keep ignoring your Facebook invites.
You should have seen the lineup of shitty music I had in there ready just for you. That way
you're like preloading it with crap and stuff.
I was just going on. I was just picking and choosing from Tyler's playlist of Enya and just throwing it on there.
Oh, it would have been great, I'm sure.
I like Enya.
You guys talking about Enya?
Oh my god. What's your favorite Enya song?
Which. So fucking stupid, I can't even fucking say it. What's your favorite bath salt to put in when you're listening to Enya?
Your favorite bath salt?
Yeah. Ever heard of actual bath salts? Not the drug.
I like
not
morning
actual...
breeze.
Honestly, yeah, dude, for like the first month after that happened, I literally thought people were like eating bath, like these defective
baths. Yeah, it's just
like,
fucking. It's
just
like it's,
what the fuck is going on in this world right now?
I don't know why they started calling them bath salts.
A goddamn bath, like
right? Like, who was the douche that looked over? Is like, I'm gonna eat a couple of those.
Just like,
who relaxes in a bath and just still wants to
eat? Those.
I was thinking of like those ones that have like carbonation and they like fizz and shit.
Yeah.
Like I was like, if you eat those, they're like poisonous, but it's like a high. You know, kids do that kind of shit, choking themselves with belts and whatnot.
Yeah, they huff,
like I don't know what's going on.
They huff this fucking duster shit.
Right, that right. And I'm like, sense. Dude, I just want one to clean my computer.
Right? Why do I need to show my license to get fucking air? Compressed air.
That's good air, Dwight.
You just waste air, Dwight. We know what you're like.
But yeah, I don't know why they started calling the fucking...
Make sure you're not wasting.
Right?
Let me see your license, boy.
You're responsible?
You old enough to handle this air?
You don't know what, Dwight?
I don't know why they started calling that bath salts, the drug or whatever it is.
I don't know either. I don't know anything about it. Bath salts.
I don't know. It's like fucking like cocaine and heroin and...
Like bath salts.
You just want to like lay in the water and go... and smell good.
And you just go crazy and start twitching.
You go crazy.
And then you start eating people.
And you start eating people. That doesn't... I've never taken a bath where I've just been sitting there like, man, I could fucking eat someone.
I am so hungry, and the only thing that's going to do it is Leg of Dwight. No, I have one right here.
If I wasn't in this soothing bath. See, that's the thing. They took it outside of a bath, and then that's where they're sure, like, they had nothing holding them back.
I thought for sure that was a factor of a problem.
Yeah. It's like, I'd go eat someone right now, but I'm naked. And this bath, well, I guess the
he
naked
solved that
part.
By eating somebody naked.
Yeah. I guess,
so there you go. Maybe it wasn't a bath after all.
I guess the naked part probably wasn't the barrier. It had to have just been the bath. Just a pure fact of being in a relaxing bath.
His water got shut off, and that was
maybe
what the rage.
Maybe his water got cold, dude. Maybe he got pissed, and he like, went to go
his,
like...
Maybe his pee to water ratio went the wrong way.
No, I got it.
And he had been in the bath too long.
His pH balance was off.
Like, he was just swimming around in pee. Like, his boats were just like on his little sailboats with their bath salts on them. Yeah. Were just on a yellow river. Anyway, I'm done.
I got the what happened. All right.
I was trying to get you some imagery.
I know. I got it.
Emery.
So you're sitting. You're relaxed, right? You're sitting in your bath with your sea breeze delight just cascading.
Dwight. You know I'm rocking that Sea Breeze Delight.
Sea Breeze Delight. So you got Sea Breeze Delight just killing it right now in the bathroom, right?
You're just in the bathroom killing it.
You're blasting Sail Away from Enya. You're relaxed as shit right now. Most relaxed motherfucker on the street right now.
Your Zen game is just tight right now.
Untouchable.
Your Zen game is untouchable.
It's on point tonight.
Right, okay, so so you're good, right? You're solid. Your bath starts getting a little cold, and you start thinking to yourself, man, I should probably
get some salt for this.
I should probably just turn on the faucet and just reheat it a little bit, drain the cold water, replace it, you know, balance it back out. Because you don't want to get out, because your Zen game is up.
You're not getting out at that point.
You can't get out and ruin it.
Like, what are you crazy?
So you heat it up, and then you keep doing that, and then you realize, oh shit, I'm just getting ice out of this now, like ice cubes coming out. And now your boats with the bath salts on them, that shit's like the Titanic, right? It's going right towards all these. Right, Ryan, you're already freaking out. You're not even in a bath, you're freaking
icebergs.
Out.
Icebergs! Icebergs!
It's bad. So you grab your bath salts, right, and you're getting up out of
that. I'm sick of my shit my ass.
You get out, and you're pissed, and you're just like, fuck this. And then you go to check to see if your pilot light's still on, right? But you're so pissed, you forget your clothes. You're still naked. It's fine. It's whatever. You're in your house. Who cares?
And your whole goddamn water heater is exploding.
Right. You go out into your garage, and you see your water heater is gone. It's in the atmosphere. It's in space right now. It's hanging out with the Hubble's telescope before it gets decommissioned.
Telescope?
Well, it's an old water heater, Ryan. He has somewhat of a stutter problem.
Go on.
You're welcome. So you're infuriated at this point. So you hightail it to Lowe's, but you realize that, oh shit, my bath salts, they're getting gooey because they have that like water soluble like coating on them that so they disintegrate in water or whatever.
Dwight, you're acting like we've never had bath salts.
I'm explaining for the two people of the thousands.
I was telling you when this thing started what bath salts were.
I'm telling the two people of the thousands of millions of people that listen to us that don't know what the fuck a bath salt is. So, and then you're just like, oh fuck, so
like, help them out. Huh?
I don't want to get this all this delicious bath salt all over my hands. And I'm not wearing any clothes right now.
Body butt.
Brian, shut the fuck up. This is all what happened. He gets pissed. He's like, oh man, I'm getting this getting all over my hands. This is embarrassing. Pop him in your mouth, right? All right. It's like when M&Ms start melting in your hands. You're just like, oh fuck, I better just get rid of all these. All right. Same concept. And then, okay. Then you're almost at Lowe's, and then you have to stop because you realize, oh shit. And then like your field of view goes like, boom. You know, like when you increase your field of view in games or whatever, you just start like everything like seems super far away, and you're just like, oh shit, these just kicked in. Sea Breeze Delight is hitting me hard right now. And then you just go nuts, right? Because you already have all that rage built up. And then you got all...
And you're hungry.
Yeah, and you're hungry. Because you were...
And on top of everything, you're hungry now.
Right. Well, you were in the bath for like 6 hours.
And you went to Lowe's naked. Why they served you, we'll never know.
They're very friendly and professional at Lowe's. They just kind of rolled with it.
They told him that they would deliver the water heater for him next day. And they were trying to make him pay
for it.
Please
don't come back.
He didn't like that. So he ate That's the man he... helping him.
There you go.
But the man was just a dude on the subway. And he wasn't at Lowe's.
And he wasn't at Lowe's at all.
He wasn't even near Lowe's, in fact.
I don't think he was even at a subway. I thought it was like on a highway.
There was a couple of incidents, Ryan.
I was talking about the first one in Florida. Because that's where we always... Everything terrible starts.
Like the first 17 Alex. Were in Florida, let's be honest.
I know, right? I mean, Alex is from there. It can't be that
There is
great.
A Reddit page or subreddit called, like, the man in Florida or the Florida man or something.
Florida man, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, where it's just, like, tons of articles of just, like, crazy people.
A Florida man.
Yeah. A man in Florida.
A man from Florida today. A Florida man today killed 17 people with his one molar.
Bought a water heater at Lowe's naked. Well, nude.
Looking for alligator skin.
Customer says he was a delight to work with. They just wish he was wearing clothes. And he smelt like a sea breeze delight.
He smelt of roses.
And a bath. Delicious bath.
They found him in the bath section of Lowe's. Just like hanging out in a bathtub.
This guy. I like this guy.
Yeah, and up Do until you? When he started eating people, I'm sure he was...
Yeah, great. That was kind of a dick move.
That's kind of crazy.
Anyways, that had to have been how the bath salt incident started.
Of course.
And all of them have started.
I think we all agree on that point.
Except...
That sounds like those really terrible, like, DirecTV commercials. Like, where they have that really random story, and that's why you should switch from cable. Like, and it's really stupid.
Yeah.
Switch from cable, or someone will come to your house and eat your face.
You're right, yeah, exactly. Don't let somebody come to your house and eat your face. Switch from cable. Like, I don't even have cable television, and I know that that's a commercial. That's how obnoxious they are. Like,
your neighbor doesn't have... U-verse, AT&T U-verse.
That's why he's dead now.
That's why he was arrested by doing bath salts. For doing
don't get
salts.
Arrested for doing bath salts.
You don't want to die, do you? All right, then sign the contract.
Sign the fucking contract.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
What do you need to understand? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could say that about any drug, really.
Not about marijuana or the cocaines.
Both of those just, you know.
Both of those?
Should be just legalized. I mean,
come on. Is that cocaine legalized.
I can't talk politics. You guys are going to start talking about legalizing drugs.
Ryan, we were just talking about bath salts.
Cocaine
it was gonna
not
happen.
A drug, Ryan.
It's natural.
It grows in the grass.
It grows in flower bags, Ryan. That's all it is.
We use it to bake. We use it to bake, damn it. We can't.
It's just matured flour, Ryan. Aged in a single barrel, just like the whiskey that you love.
It's like the whiskey that you can't stop drinking.
You're no better than me. At least that get in my car. Wait, no, that's no. If we were talking about marijuana, we're talking about cocaine. You might kill a few people.
If you get marijuana, then you get into a car. You're just gonna not move. Pull over to the right and just stop. So I can't do this right now, man.
You're gonna have to drive.
No can do.
So, how's your week's been, collectively? Long. I agree.
Good.
What else, aside from that?
Yeah, not a bad week. Got some sales going down, doing some stuff, you know?
You went sailing?
I wish, but no, I haven't been sailing since I was a boy. We used to have a sailboat.
Since I was a wee lad.
Did I ever tell you about the time?
The wee baby Ryan.
That kid hit our sailboat.
Like, hit it with a baseball bat?
Tell us of the time.
Or hit it with another bat. Or another boat.
No, we're in our house. It's the Sabbath.
You're in your mansion.
Black Sabbath.
My mansion? No, it's our house in Manteca. Or in Weston Ranch, not in Manteca.
Oh, yes, of course. The Weston Ranch home.
Weston. Okay.
The summer home.
Oh, you all know how ghetto Weston Ranch is. Ain't nobody got no summer home in Weston Ranch. We sold that thing and got out.
Do you think it was called Western Ranch, but then they realized, oh, it's far letters?
Shut up, Dwight.
I don't think that's what happened at all.
I'm right.
Anyway.
It's okay.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened. This motherfucker. Anyway. So we're inside. We're all sitting in our living room doing something I don't recall. And we just hear this boom. Kid hit our parked yellow sailboat on his bike.
Where'd this boat come from?
Been there for months on the side of the street. We had a permit for the thing. The mom comes in all upset, talking to my dad, and he's like, "We're gonna see you guys." And he's like, "Good luck." It was a parked sailboat. It's yellow, and I have a permit. Just walked away. Like, what are you gonna do about it, you dumb lady? Your kid hit our car. Like, he was like, we went out there and he's like, "You should pay for my new fender," because he like bent up our fender pretty good. I don't know how fast this kid was going, dude. Like, you know, the little, like, the rotor, I guess, what we call it? The rotor? The little flappy in the back? I don't know what it's called anymore. The steerer had a little one when you're in the, like, close to the dock.
Rudder. With a U.
Rudder? I haven't been sailing since I was a wee boy. Haven't you been listening?
Yeah, for a second there, I was thinking, I was like, man, what would a boat look like with fenders? And it looked dumb, so I left it in my...
Yeah, it was like a little, it's like they're white, and they like...
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
On both sides of the bananas.
Yeah, of course.
Because they look like bananas.
Yeah, no, I get that, Ryan.
The canopy, it was one of those.
So it was a Hobie Cat.
Sure.
A Hobie Cat is, I believe, what you're describing here. Sam and his dad had one, too.
Somebody... He actually gave them to us. We donated one to the Boy Scouts. We ended up donating both of them to the Boy Scouts. But...
So did it have like two pontoons? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you just sending me a YouTube video, not just a picture?
No. Oh, no. That YouTube video was back when you were like, "What's Careless Whisper?"
Oh, really?
Let's see. From 40 minutes ago.
Of course I know this song.
Of course you know it, right? But yeah, like, it was weird, the rock version of that. It was like when it got to the sax solo part, I was waiting for it to, like, just switch over to, like, a sweet sax. And it's just some guitars.
That's disappointing, boy.
Whatever, Ryan, did it look like this? Because if so, you had a Hobie Cat.
Yes, it looked like that, but they were yellow.
Yellow, right, yeah.
We used to sail it down the Delta.
Ah, the lovely Delta. Full of the world's finest catfish.
And cars.
Well, you can't.
And dead bodies. Yes,
well.
I've seen cars.
I mean, come on, right?
Really trying to bring up people's hopes about our general area, but you keep dashing their buttons.
There is a living fungus.
Of course.
In Stockton that they cannot kill. They've spent like $40 million trying to get this thing out, and it just keeps growing back.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is feeding this fungus?
That's the real story.
Where does the government get the money? I thought they went bankrupt.
It's all that drug money they're peddling.
What? They don't have any money. They declared bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's just to avoid taxes, Ryan. Okay. Right? It's the government's way!
It's all just a front, right?
It's for the government to avoid the government taxes.
Gotta read between the lines.
It's the IRS trying to avoid themselves.
Like, oh shit, man.
Suckers. Can't get audited, bro.
Offshore account.
Got a lot of stuff going on off the books, man.
You know, I can only imagine that there's no one nearly as funny as us at the IRS. We would kill there.
Or, I'm sure.
Or be killed, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Or just have to continue paying. Why do I pay taxes, Dwight? Why? Why do I pay taxes?
Why do you? Personally?
I have a full-time job that I select to pay the maximum amount of taxes that the government will allow me to pay every single paycheck. Yeah. And I still end up owing to... I own a house that I rent out.
You still
and
have I still, to pay?
Yeah, like $1,000.
Like, dude, tell me about it. I got fucking hit again this year.
Right, it's because you have too much.
The house actually saved us this year, but not because we can deduct it, because you can't deduct the house anymore.
Why? Wait, you can't? Wait, you used to be able to deduct the house?
Yeah,
she told me if I go buy like a $500,000 house, I can get like $500,000 back.
It's your interest, but
oh my God, right.
Your insurance and stuff. But it, we can write off the business now because we rent it. So it's our own little business.
Now they're giving you the business.
But it's a California business, because even though our house is in New Mexico, because we didn't find a renter until we lived in California. So to them, it looks like we're losing a lot of money on our rent. But we're not.
What? How is that? How do they see you losing money?
Because if we were renting a house in California for what we're renting our house for
in
New Mexico, we would be losing money.
Oh, so they think because that the house in New Mexico lives in California?
No, our business is in California.
Yeah.
It's not us. The guy pulled out the tax book, showed us the law. We have a very old... We don't go to H&R Block. We have a CPA that handles our affairs. We're fancy.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I think I'm being attacked right now. Oh.
You're fine.
Okay, I'm good.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. So
you try to go make me go blind.
So if you guys want to lean on in and check that link that I just posted,
alright, let's lean it in.
That second picture is a good picture.
Is that close enough?
That's great. You guys are both doing just fantastic.
How's this doing?
Crossed it.
How are your levels?
My levels are great. Yours not so well. This has been my week. Lee, my buddy, PC Junkie, got two of these desks. One of them is their prototype, and another one is the retail version, which looks exactly like this one. And we're building two massive systems in them. And it's basically a very big desk that's made to house two PCs inside of them. And that's what I've been doing. It's very, very neat, and the desks are very, very cool. And they're about $2,000 for just the desk. But it's a very nice desk.
Am I a robot right now, or is it just you?
Am I a robot right now?
Am I a robot right now?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Dwight's good.
Am I good?
All right. Not to me.
I'm poopy.
But, yeah.
Your internet sucks, sir.
I can hear both of you just fine still.
Well, I mean, if we're all good, then whatever.
All right, we are all in agreement.
It's fixing itself. Anyway.
Skype do. Anyway, what? What was your segue?
So you're building two of these. So what? Do you give you a job or what?
No. Well, no, not really. Like, I'm not getting paid.
No,
nothing.
Well... No.
Wait, no.
Well, not a job per se, but I mean.
No, but I mean, like, if he ever has any, like, extra parts or whatever lying around of, like, builds that he's no longer using, he'll, you know, he's given me a 240 gig SSD for doing some work for him way back when, you know, because he upgraded to all 480 gig SSDs, so he didn't need one. So that's why I say, well, no, but no, I'm just helping out.
You're getting paid in donuts.
Getting paid in high fives.
Getting paid in gum.
Fuck's get some good slap asses and bad boys.
Goddamn podcast time. I'm texting you right now.
You tell that person, whoever it is, that you are
in the midst of a podcast.
I am livid.
You have. Hold on, everybody on the podcast. I need to tell this person how incredibly pissed I am.
You got some kind of goddamn nerve.
Coming in here, texting me. But, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Terry.
Yeah, you are.
So, when he's done with the desks, I assume he's going to give you one.
No.
Why?
The prototype one is for him. Dwight. The second one is for a client.
Dwight.
Yes.
You gotta quit. You gotta put in 2 weeks.
I gotta let him know that it's just not working out.
You're not getting enough free shit. So you just gotta...
That's what it is about having a job, right?
If you put your 2 weeks in at that point.
The level of free shit determines on how long I'm gonna stay here.
Like, man... I'm just... You're not going to give me the table. I mean, my hands are tied. Like,
Lee, if you're not going to give me this table that is a client of yours and you don't even own any of this stuff, then...
What am I doing here? You
know? Why aren't you going to give me the $20,000 worth of parts?
Quit being a bitch. Let's make
a deal. We have deal.
Quit being a bitch and give me the goddamn desk. Put it up in my car. My small little car.
You just rope it up to the top.
Nah, the company.
I'm real slow.
The company, Red Harbinger, they're actually following me on Twitter, and I'm going to try to strike that up.
They're following me on Twitter, you see.
And I'm going to be like, so if you ever want to sponsor someone who has a little bit of clout, let me know.
And has in fact... touched one of your desks at some point.
I've touched two. One is actually extremely unique because it's a prototype. The second one is actually a limited edition.
And you wrote your name on it in secret.
I did, actually.
To claim
on both of them. Good. And he actually took his prototype to powder coat today. So my name is forever there.
That powder coat.
Well, it's going to be powder coated over it, so you can't get rid of it without taking the paint off, is what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying he took it to powder coat like that was some kind of convention or LAN or something.
Yeah,
I'm going to powder coat. And I'm like, what the hell is powder coat?
What are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm all busy. I'm tied up in powder coat this weekend. No. So
powder coat is when you cover it with baby powder.
Close.
And then you spray the laminate on top of
close.
It. Close.
That's actually
place.
Very close. It's actually, you take it and you spray it with the baby powder, right?
Right.
And then you just put it in an oven and then it cooks it onto the metal.
That sounds convoluted and completely...
It's okay. Well, let me explain it like this. You have an oven, yeah?
I have my Easy Bake, yes. What about it? You know this already.
Sorry, I was thinking of a joke earlier that I just now got. But, yes, you're Easy Bake, okay?
I'm waiting, Dwight. We've established that we use my Easy Bake oven.
You have your Easy Bake, right? Okay, and you just painted this bitchin' new, like, keychain, right?
Obviously,
right?
What else would it be?
And you could paint it normally, but then you got to sit there and wait. You're like, oh, it's so tacky, and then you get fingerprints over it, and then you're embarrassed because you don't want to show people this sweet new keychain you just made.
I would be mortified.
You would be, yes. It just went. You would have thrown it away.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Terry's Easy Bake.
Not now.
You just come back here with a banana and interrupt us. Hey, Al, what are you talking about? We're talking about Terry's Easy Bake right now, Ryan. And his sweet keychains that he's making. So, Terry.
Does he have a 3D printer or something?
An Easy Bake. It bakes delicious treats. Terry is very talented.
How is he making keychains with an Easy Bake Oven?
Ryan, I'll explain that.
Fine, we're getting there.
Okay. He doesn't make the keychains in the Easy Bake. He makes them outside. I'm telling him how he could use his Easy Bake as a powder coat machine. Okay, so he makes these sweet keychains.
He's eating that banana very skeptically.
He's like, I'll have you know, I don't believe a word you're saying right now, but go on.
I'm intrigued.
So he paints these keychains. They're awesome. They're great. But he has to wait probably an hour. I'd say an hour is a good time before you can start fondling these keychains, put them in your pocket and stuff.
At least.
If you don't wait, it gets tacky. You get paint all over your hands. Powder coat, what he could do, he gets his baby powder, he dumps it on the keychain, and he just slides it into his Easy Bake for maybe 10 minutes. You take it out, you let it cool down, you're done. You're talking maybe 15-minute turnaround, Terry, on your keychains.
Dwight,
save 45 minutes.
Dwight.
I'm saving you money, dude.
I could up my keychain production exponentially with this technology.
Exponentially.
Can I bring up a point to the table? Can I bring up just a valid point?
Yes, Ryan.
That no one's thought about.
Yes.
Can we eat it?
Ah.
All right, Terry. We increase your business, all right? We get a couple extra Easy Bakes.
Wait. Because if we get these keychains that we can eat them, return profit.
This is what I'm saying. We get a couple more, right?
That's why I love this hoodie, by the way. Your surround sound headphones fit inside the Team Mongoose hoodie with no stress on said hoodie.
Yes.
Team Mongoose hoodie available now.
Tube City.
I'm wearing my Tube City.
I know.
That's what I'm wearing. It.
Anyway, go on. We have an assortment,
okay,
a fleet,
so,
if you will, of Easy Bake Oven.
We put about a third of those away for your continued business of badass keychains. We get the other two thirds. We start making edible keychains because people aren't going to put that in their pocket because then they're going to get lint all over it. So you get rid of.
What if we put a wrapper around it?
Okay, you could do that. But you still got to eat it before it gets stale. And once they eat it, they're like, oh, shit, I'm out of keychains. They come back.
Gotcha.
Locked and loaded.
I like
That's it.
How fast can we get the ball rolling on this?
I have Amazon Prime.
How much money do you have?
All of it.
What time is it?
You're hired.
What time is it?
10:54.
Okay, then I have no money.
All right, we're going to put you on the back burner.
All right, we'll put you on an unpaid internship.
Call me in an hour, and I will front the whole thing.
I got Easy Big money, bro.
That's a huge cliff. I think I'll
die. We're going to be on Easy Street before you know it.
Oh my gosh.
Which
that
is
was
what,
really.
We're going to rename the street in front of my house, Terry, Easy, because of all the Easy Bake Ovens that'll be on it. And then we're living on Easy Street.
And street, because it's a street.
Right. Of course.
That's right.
Right.
Can we name it like. Can we be more original? Name it like Easy Avenue or something? Like
Easy Lane?
How like, more reasonable than Easy Street?
Everybody already knows it.
Yeah, but everybody already knows. That's the thing. We're not cool. Everybody already knows it.
Want to be Cool Street?
I want Easy Boulevard. Because Boulevard is a fancy-ass word.
Parkway?
Is there
Easy Parkway.
Is there, like, a requirement for those back half of the names? I feel like there used to be.
I don't even know.
Probably. It's probably something to do with the direction they're facing.
Because obviously you can't name a street Court. You know, I feel like that's the only one.
Why don't you use the most obvious one? Like,
yes.
But you can use, you can name like circles like trails.
What, like Butt Trail?
Sure. If that's the first option that you could think of, that it meant
it
of yours, yes.
Yes, it is. So thank you very much. No need to be rude about it.
He is being quite rude, isn't he?
I explained it to him earlier in the podcast. If everyone wants to go back, find where I explain to him why I'm being so mean. I mean, if this podcast even makes it.
You 50-50 and go back right now.
Tweet Dwight and tell him why I'm being so mean to him. And don't use the, and use my hashtag.
Don't deport Ryan.
Don't deport Ryan.
You can't tell people to use that, Ryan.
I know. I don't want them to use it.
You just did.
You just told them,
to use it, Ryan.
Now they're going to have to use it.
No, they won't use it.
But if they don't use it, then you're going to get deported.
Not if I tweet them again.
It won't be cool.
Ryan, if people don't use your hashtag, then you're going to get deported. Our hashtag that we create is purely to keep you from being deported. Do you not understand how hashtags work?
Is that what you want?
It's kind of like how likes on Facebook works. Like if this child,
if this gets a million likes, then this child will.
I want no part of it. I want no part of it. Then
whatever, Ryan. Bullshit.
Okay, you know what? That's bullshit. Gone on Twitter.
What? Ryan's bullshit.
Excuse me, I'm typing. All right.
Well, I mean, come on.
There we go.
I just want you to steal it again.
Let us in on the.
No, it's already out there. It's live.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's the world. The world is has now seen the true face of Ryan. Done. It's out.
I guess it doesn't matter if he gets deported or not.
Well, the hashtag's still there, Terry.
True.
I still care for him. I'm very angry with him right now.
We'll fight for you even if you don't want to fight for yourself, yeah. Ryan.
You know, it's funny. If
because you will get deported without
us. We're making a difference in the world, one social media at a time.
It's funny, when you go to like the results for don't deport Ryan, it's just us.
Really, no, it would be sad if there was like, if that was like an existing hashtag.
Right?
Huge hashtag. Like,
I always like checking that out, like hashtags that we use or whatever. Like, remember hashtag knowledge? Let's see how that's doing right now.
I'm sure that's a
I'm sure that's a widely used hashtag by school districts all around the world, country.
Now you know.
What are we all about this year, guys? Hashtag knowledge. Ugh, vomit.
Is there like a UFO landing somewhere?
For Ryan. You have a UFO landing near you?
Why?
Just blow.
Is there a wong sound?
Yeah. That's weird. That was weird. It went away though. When you put it, when you took your headset off, it went away. Oh, that's
is it back?
It's his head.
That's right, it's your head. Whatever these headphones are doing, they're amplifying what's going on in your head.
My thoughts are escaping, huh?
Anyways, the top...
I always knew it would happen.
The top tweet for hashtag knowledge right now is from Mark Goodell. Goodell. Did you know that the only thing holding you back from doing something truly amazing is you? Hashtag knowledge.
Wow.
Hashtag dream.
Wow. That got me right here.
Right here. Next one right after that is from a dude named Dick Chuck. He says, hide hashtag knowledge from coworkers. It just doesn't pay.
I don't understand
what?
At all.
Hippies, man. I'll never get them.
I don't get it.
Ryan, why should you get them? Let's be fair.
So many other people in this cave right now. Like, everybody just go away from me. Ah!
Ryan, can you stop playing Dungeons & Dragons for 2 seconds? It's that look you gave me.
You don't know me. How many times do I have to pry you fools away from video games that I didn't have on the PC? I buy a PC and everybody just disappears.
When was the last time you pried me away from anything?
Sonic.
Which was when? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Something else recently, I think, we were prying you away from. Some game you disappeared for. Oh, I have Grand Theft Auto.
It's not recent at all.
No. I'm actually really missing Grand Theft Auto right now since they added in like the ability to make your own missions.
I need to renew my life.
Heists are apparently coming soon.
That's still not out yet. Jesus.
Yeah, I know, right? How old is this game?
Almost a year.
So we're not getting a PC version then, huh?
Don't know. Wait, it hasn't been a year.
No. It hasn't been a year. No, it hasn't. It's been not even close.
8 months? 6 months?
Yeah, so it wasn't that long ago.
It came out in what? November?
So it was.
Or it was here already, so it's within the last. It's not a year yet.
Yeah. It's been out for a good while, so.
September?
September, somewhere in there.
It was right before the PlayStation 4 came out, right?
I believe so, yeah. Because we already got rid of our 360s at that point.
September 21st or something like that?
Yeah, even still. I mean, the fact that heists still aren't out, it's just, it's bullshit. It's total bullshit.
Can't wait to get a PC version so we can all actually play together.
It would be great.
Finally have a nice PC and they're like, ah, screw you, gay.
Say that again?
I had a nice PC and they said, ah, screw you, guy.
Oh. Say it again?
Say it again, but sexy.
Say it in a sexy accent, Ryan. Like a Canadian accent. No? You can't? Is this... wait, no. This must be like some sort of method acting thing, right?
Like
he's
give him a second. He's building a backstory for this character in his mind.
He's harnessing the rage in all of Canadians. I'm sorry.
Good job, Ryan.
Yes.
I'm hilarious, even when it's not me.
Just take credit for it. Everyone will like you better.
Ryan, I did it for you. Okay.
Okay.
That was more Wisconsin, but okay.
Okay.
There it is. Now I'm confused.
So,
what about you, Terry? You asked us how our week has been. How's your week been?
My week has been pretty average.
Average? Lots of school, I saw.
Yeah.
What was the door thing that you were doing?
Yeah, well. I'm printing on a door now.
You're printing on a door. A door. You got a door.
It's more like a closet door. It's like a little thinner, but yeah, we're printing on that
now.
Like, we started on paper.
Science. The future says we will print on all things.
Okay.
That's the nice thing about screen printing. I can pretty much print on whatever as long as it's flat.
Walls.
Yes.
How?
Walls.
How?
Refrigerator. Desk.
Floor.
Very good.
So do I sound a little walls.
Can you print on this? Technically, it's flat if you keep rolling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
I'll do it.
Print on a goddamn bottle.
Shit, you don't know me like that.
I'll print on
it. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing though. I'm literally just throwing random shit on top of it because I have no idea what I'm doing.
So, are you actually trying to make like things look good, or are you just literally just throwing colors?
Well, I'm trying to make it look good, but it's not super cohesive. Nothing is really planned about it. It's just this would be cool and put it on.
Oh.
That's a cool idea. Throw it on.
So wait, you taking other people's stuff and just throwing it on there?
No. It's not my stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, this is a cool idea. Better do that.
Okay.
All right, now what?
Okay. So what is the texture of a silk screen after you're done with it? Like, can it be, like, something that is used a lot? Like, gets a lot of, like, wear and tear? Or is it always, like, something that has to be, like, put away and not touched?
It's pretty durable. I've been using the same screen for like, I've been using it for like half the semester because I messed up my first one. I mean, if you take care of it, they last a while.
I mean, the thing that you print, like the stuff that you print on.
Oh,
once the object's on the object,
once the paint or whatever is on the object, and you take it, like say, because I was just looking down at my keyboard, and like if I took all the keys off, this would be a pretty flat surface. Which you can do with mechanical keyboards. It's just real easy to take these fuckers off. Could you do something on there and then me still use this and not it wear? It do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It's like your shirt. It's the same ink. It's like built to last.
Okay. Okay. Can you make it not feel kind of, I don't know, like grippy? Does that make sense?
Well, it's gonna be, could you put like a different feel
surface or whatever on it?
Not really. No? Once it's down, that's pretty
can
much.
Can you change what its molecular components, Terry?
Well, I mean, you give me more than you know. I need more heads up than this, but you know, give me a week.
I've made more happen in time.
I could give you 3 days in science lab, unabridged. Just you can.
Dude, he's giving you 3 days in the science lab. Take it for whatever it's worth, even if you don't accomplish
it. I mean, yeah.
Why not? I'm talking unlimited beaker usage.
Damn.
I'm not even gonna time your Bunsen burner.
Oh, we're not talking about.
You better not time.
We're talking about beaker, like
burning. No, no. Why would you want unlimited use with that guy?
Why would you want that imbecile anywhere near your lab?
He's a scientist. Like.
He's a
scientist.
Yeah, it's like when they deputize children, Ryan. It's the same concept.
I would have arrested people. I thought I could use it.
His degree has a teddy bear with a totem, like a little beaker on it.
His degree has a little asterisk at the end of it.
This was meant for children and not an actual degree.
Google's doing a thing like for engineers. Do you guys hear about that? Where they're doing a competition. I forget what the prize money is now. But the first team that actually makes a functioning rocket and goes to the moon wins.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, it's like big. It's big right now. How long? Like, I just heard about it the other day.
At least a few months. Yeah, because okay. I remember hearing about that a long time ago.
I don't really make it down that far on the Google page that often.
I haven't heard anything about it up until you bringing it up now, so I don't know if anybody's really made any headway.
It's cool, though.
What about that plane, Ryan? You still keeping up on that?
Keeping up on that. All that they're like, oh, we were pretty sure we found it. And I'm like, show me.
Yo, hit me up on Instagram.
No, they haven't done anything yet. They just keep saying, oh, we hear this sound and we're doing it. And it's like been a week now. And I'm like, you still haven't, like, oh, the water's too deep. I'm like, all right. So you're telling me.
It's really wet down there.
So you're telling me we can send not one, but two rovers to Mars.
Yeah.
We can't get something to the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah. Well, James Cameron, but he's really busy right now. He went down the trench thing. He was really deep. He's something about a world That's record. Get him. He's not afraid of water.
Yeah. He made Titanic. You think he gives a shit about water, Ryan?
He made Titanic, Ryan. And he sunk that bitch.
It was amazing. He didn't even
you
care.
You seen that movie? I got on VHS to three of them.
I remember that.
A lot of people died making that movie.
Yeah, right? That dude must be loaded. Ryan, don't cut things. Did you really just use your knife to turn off the light? Did you cut the cable?
It's the only way to do it. I wire it back up every day.
All right. Whatever.
No, I just flipped the switch. It's too far. I can't get my third monitor to work, which makes me really upset, even though it's not HD.
Why do you want to use it then?
So.
What? If it's not HD, how are you going to read anything? It's just going to look like
I'll
a blur.
I'll just throw Spotify on it, dude. It'll be my dedicated Spotify monitor.
Okay. All right. Do that with your phone.
All right, that's hot.
Yeah.
My phone doesn't have a radio.
What?
Windows phone does not have Spotify radio.
What? It doesn't have the radio function?
Why? That's why I still use Pandora. If not, I would not be using Pandora. Are you crazy?
How is that even not a thing?
It's in beta still. I don't know. They're probably going to do it with 8.1, I'm sure. That's about to go down. So excited, Cortana. Radio? So excited for Cortana.
What's Cortana?
It's the new personal assistant. It's even her voice and everything.
It's Siri.
It's Siri.
Okay, so Siri's got a nickname now.
Google Now.
Yeah, but that's Google, not Siri, with a different name.
It's not Siri either. It's Microsoft, who did the personal assistant in 1995, not in the 2000s.
Yeah, they also make Bing. I have Google
yes,
Now.
They do.
Bing. And all I have to do, I don't even have to, I say, hey, okay, Google. Let's search some boobies. See, Google.
And what's it got
Google
for you?
Google says, like, recognizing.
I don't know why everybody has to have a competition. I love
Google
my
was just like, I see you.
Deal with your
yeah,
phones.
No, it's just this blue-footed booby. And the first one says, touch your boobies. And it's a music video, apparently. And I don't want this. Okay, Google, get rid of all of that and just just stop. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Google.
Boobies.
Get rid of everything and shut off. Get rid of everything and shut off. How to turn off Gmail categories. Okay, whatever, Google. You dumb.
Boobs.
Google, you crazy.
Your mind's not looking up boob either. I think it's like a no-no word.
Microsoft's like, no, no, no.
No, yours too. It looked up.
No, it did look up boobies, Ryan.
Did yeah. it?
It's not going to recognize that.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Yes, but I'm excited.
Okay, I think it's
that.
Cool. I mean, will she come up? Like,
I don't know. But it's like, it's cool. It's cool. I'm excited.
Does her hologram pop up out of the phone?
How sick would that be?
That would be pretty cool. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's just cool that they're using her voice though too.
So she's just gonna go in and do all those phonetic alphabet or whatever.
They'll do enough to get a voice print off of it and shit like that. She's been doing a lot of them. Siri has a voice behind it.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't she? It's just cool. I'm excited about the connection.
Because she's a classy lady. That's why.
I see that. I haven't seen the episode yet. Leon and I are watching it tomorrow. Game of Thrones, which started last week. Not even?
What?
Just Sunday. Oh, it's not even been a whole week.
Whatever. Terry, you watch it yet?
Nope. No?
Do you watch Game of Thrones? Nope. So?
Okay. Yeah.
I watched it.
I remember you and Ryan talking about it like way back when.
I can't survive Mondays unless I watch
Mondays.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you survive this Monday?
I stayed isolated, mostly.
He had to keep himself away from people.
He killed himself, and he's like, I had somebody resuscitate me. I love it. I watched it.
I hear it was great. No?
It was good. It was really good. I mean,
it was all right.
I've seen better season openers in my life. It was a great episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I've seen better season openers in my life.
Well, it all depends on the show and how.
For a show that only has 10 episodes, you got to come out hard. Like,
I think they end hard, dude.
They end hard.
All right, you can't just start hard because then you get soft at the end, Ryan. All right, you work up.
I never get soft.
You work up to it, and then you just end that shit hard, and you're like, damn, I can't wait until the next season.
For the record, I start and finish hard.
Yeah, okay, whatever, Ryan.
Terry, will you please let the record show? Terry?
It is on the record.
You know what, you know who hates Game of Thrones?
Who?
Josh.
Josh who?
I'm not surprised.
Josh, our Josh, Team Mongoose Josh, Josh Salias, and our group Josh.
Josh who? He's dead
to me.
Well,
yeah, no, he's been offline forever.
No, because he doesn't like Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes, okay, sure, that too. Yeah, he doesn't like it at all. He says he tried it, he just can't do it. He says that he's read so many better, like, fantasy and, like, that sort of style stories than Game of Thrones, that he just feels that it's just bad writing.
Not surprised.
You're not surprised? He does read a lot.
I like to read.
He doesn't like a lot of things that most people
like. He doesn't like a lot of things, does he? He's very particular, that one.
He's so counterculture. So indie.
He's always reading books that people have never heard of.
And then he's rubbing it in their faces like, oh, I just read this book. You probably never heard of it, though.
Yeah, I do that with people with movies. I'm like, I bet you never seen this movie. This TV show.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I love this beat. Keep it up.
So.
Oh.
Are you guys up on your Nintendo goings-ons?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm not ready. 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 There is no official desk release, and I'm not ready to talk about it.
It doesn't matter if you're ready or not.
A 40-minute video on Smash.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. So excited.
Yes.
Can't wait for the summer. Can't wait for the winter. If Halo is really pushed back, which we'll find out at E3, I'm going to buy a Wii U this year.
Before a one. Terry, are you ever going to pick one up?
Wii U? Probably not.
It's okay. I'll pick up Smash. You can come over here.
I don't play the PS4 that I have.
Yeah, but there's already games for the Wii U. We picked up the PS4, you know, we knew that there was no games.
Right. Sean's got the same problem with the one.
Yeah.
It's just
he says Titanfall's very frustrating.
Well, even Xbox got, well, he's the one that couldn't handle Battlefield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
I've heard it from a couple people that it's really like you'll kill somebody and they'll be right behind you. Like the Spartans are really terrible in that game.
Yeah, it the mechanics are very similar to Call of Duty. So like if you can really, you know, keep up with
he was good at Call of Duty.
Then you know, it's very similar. Terry, you were saying something.
I probably was. I don't remember though. Smash Brothers.
Okay, yeah, let's go back to that.
So did you see it, Dwight?
I did see that Greninja came out, and like when I
when
I went to go, like, because I thought that I heard it before you because I didn't see anything about it on Twitter or whatever. I went and checked Twitter, and then like you were talking about it, I'm like, oh, he already knows it. Never mind.
I see. It's funny because like the day before, I was thinking about it, and I was like, if they put Pokemon Trainer back in, that'd be cool if one of the Pokemon was Greninja. Then I watched the video, and he's his own standalone character, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
So is Charizard.
I'm hearing that it's basically just becoming Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's Charizard, Greninja, Lucario, Pikachu, Jigglypuff.
Wait, what? Jigglypuff is in there?
Jigglypuff hasn't been confirmed or announced or whatever.
Okay, I saw your tweet on it.
But I'm saying... Yeah. No,
Ness is going to be there, right? He's been there since the first game. They can't get rid of him, right?
Yeah, I feel like at this point they're going to keep bringing back the original
piece. Maybe you'll have to unlock him again. You have to unlock him in the first one.
You probably won't have to unlock him this time.
I'm excited it's going to be on the DS. That'll give me some good train rides.
Yes, and I'm glad it's coming out first.
I wish I had a hot spot now.
Your spot ain't hot? No.
I might get one just for the occasion. Just go to like Cricket and buy 1 month's worth. They're a little 4G.
I'm excited for it. I'm glad 3DS one's coming out first. See, like, get the light version.
Right, it's like the demo.
The big one.
I probably won't pick it up for the 3DS.
Yeah, well, the three of us could be playing like all the time.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though. Like, Adrian and Alex will pick it up, and then you guys can just play with each other.
They just play with themselves.
I can't do handheld, like, dude. I can't do like a serious handheld.
Terry.
Yeah.
I guess you and I will just play it.
Yeah, that's
Well, I guess we're gonna have to.
Freaking loser.
Loser.
What?
Hate you.
You suck.
Mustache makes you look like a rapist.
Dwight.
Not really, actually. I'm doing it.
You're telling me if you had the power to hold your little baby Jigglypuff in your hands everywhere you go, you don't want that.
If it came just shoot out lightning for the
Ness,
Wii U,
from S on people on the train, imagine me just sitting on that train, just be like, "Bitch!"
Pull out Solid Snake.
Come on, Dwight, you gotta get it, man. It's just $40.
Yeah, Dwight. Just get $40 together. Right?
Just pay $40 to play this game that we're only gonna play with you, and then we're gonna kick your ass at it. And then don't play
by yourself.
Why would I get it for myself to play by myself when I don't want it?
You can get good at the game. How are you ever going to get good at the game?
I don't want to get good at the game.
At least good enough to play. Like, why do you... God, such a party boomer.
I like playing that game in the same
room. Dwight only wants
to
play games that he's already good at.
Fuck you. I like playing... I'm going to get it for the Wii U. I don't want it for the fucking 3DS.
You can still carry it around your house.
Yeah, see, I could... I could take the fucking pad around and be like, yeah, look at me, I'm mobile.
I would do that, actually. I could be sitting out here in the garage and leave my
Wii found there. Myself actually playing off of the Wii U's pad thing, like, a lot more than, like, watching the TV.
It's convenient, because your head's already, you know, used to it.
If my 3DS was like that thing, I would totally buy it.
So what's wrong with the 3DS?
I don't like the position that my shit is in. All my really? Shit here doesn't make sense for that anymore. As a kid, it made sense. Now, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
What do you want? Huh? If it's fine, I don't know if it's just because my hands are big and chubby. I don't know. It fits fine in my hand.
It's not.
Reminds me of the good old original Xbox controls.
It's not fat so much fitting. It's just like pushing. It's like, I don't know. It's like the back of my hand. I don't know what to do with the fucking shit. I don't like it. I tried the handheld thing. I do it very casually. Like, I'll play like an hour at a time at most, and that's it.
I wish I got a different game other than Monster Hunter because I didn't like it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan.
I'm sorry I bought a digital. I haven't played my DS in just a couple weeks because of it. I'm just going to buy a different game.
I've been playing like 30 minutes of Yoshi Stories every now and then. Yoshi Story, Yoshi Island.
I got to get my Mario's back so I can play those again. Those are
who has them?
Coworkers.
God, is it the Russians, Ryan?
No, they don't have them.
Is it Roman the Empire or Ronald?
No, they don't. Those two don't game.
Or Arnold, who works in the back.
Arnold doesn't work at this bank.
The hell he doesn't. I want to speak to Arnold.
Talked to that motherfucker the other day.
You tell him to get his ass out here.
Well then, Ryan's just going to make fart noises on his phone.
It was my Bluetooth talking, but it shouldn't be talking through my speakers. It should be talking through my Bluetooth.
Why?
Well, Scott sent me a text, and I don't know why.
You sound like a crazy person.
I almost tweeted back at Scott the other day when he was doing some passive-aggressive shit, and I was like, come on, Scott.
What kind of passive-aggressive shit? I don't think I even follow him. I don't see his tweets ever.
That would have been the perfect tweet.
You're following him.
Come on, Scott.
You're following him.
I know.
What did he tweet? I'll read it out loud.
Get it together, Scott.
Yeah. He tweets so much soccer shit that I'm just like, I gotta unfollow him. But then he stops. I'm just like,
the World Cup's
this
coming.
Is the tweet that I was about to just say, come on, Scott. I like how my girlfriend would laugh at my joke, but then laugh at someone's tweet.
Wait, won't
laugh? Girlfriend wouldn't laugh at my joke, but laugh at someone's tweet. And then a bunch of squares, which I assume are emojis on a phone. Yeah, I was about to say, come on, Scott.
Come on, Scott.
Do it. Do it, please. Hashtag come on, Scott. Just throw it. Come on. There. Let's get another hashtag.
Damn.
He's on an airplane right now. He won't even find out for like another 5 hours.
There you go. I just did it.
He's literally at the gate boarding. That's what he just told me.
You'll probably see it on your feed because it'll bump that fucking shit back up. Oh, Terry just did it on his own.
Of course he did.
I spelt it out. I didn't do CMON.
Well,
I know.
That makes you the loser.
Go edit it, Terry.
You can't edit a tweet, right? This is live.
Get your head out of here.
You can delete
this.
This is Twitter, Ryan, alright? If anything, Terry should delete his tweet. I tweeted it at Scott.
Hashtag come on, Scott.
It wouldn't be ethical for me to delete it at this point. I don't believe in deleting tweets unless they're really, really bad.
You know what's weird is that if he actually puts any thought to this, he's gonna see it and be like, why did he reply to a tweet that I did 3 days ago? Is he just looking at my profile going through all my shit?
Yes.
I don't want to just retweet it. I actually want to like put it in there, too. Is that...
If you had TweetDeck on your browser, you could.
You can also just copy and paste the hashtag.
Oh, you just don't want to type it out. Okay, I see what you're doing.
Bam! I also retweeted yours, so it's going to be everywhere.
Everywhere. This shit's going to blow up.
Retweet Terry's.
Actually, click on that fucking hashtag. It's a
is
thing.
Like another... Oops. Well, maybe we should click on Terry's.
I wonder if Terry's would be anything. Terry, come on.
Yeah, Scott. It's a thing.
It is. Holy shit!
Oops.
I think it's a tennis thing.
Does that matter?
I like this tweet by Gabby Jacobs. My dad just bought 15 Arby's sandwiches because they were a dollar. Like, who's going to eat all these? Hashtag, come on, Scott.
That is a perfect tweet. Like, if I could ever just, like, if I ever have to describe someone, who's Twitter. Gonna eat all these?
Come on, Scott.
I'm gonna copy and paste that tweet and put it as my own.
Are you?
I'm thinking about it. I'm gonna put Ryan.
Today at church, they asked all the moms to stand up. My dad stood up with confidence. Hashtags, come on, Scott.
Oh, reading hashtags is funny.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, let's end this episode, but let's do a recap on the hashtags that we brought to light today. What was the first one?
Hashtag don't deport Ryan.
Don't deport Ryan. We gave an honorable mention to hashtag knowledge. Okay? And hashtag come on, Scott. That was really it. Well, we got... What? Come on, Scott, and come.
Got
come
my car. It wouldn't start. Realized I grabbed the wrong key. Come on, Scott.
Was that his own hashtag for himself?
It's the last one on the page.
Come on, Scott.
I go to start my truck. Oh crap! It won't start. I knew this day would come. Yeah, turns out I grabbed the wrong key. Come on, Scott.
I'm using the microwave and go to my room for 5 seconds, and my dad's cleaning the floor so I can't walk on it. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
Come on.
Scott. These are actually really funny. I like the reading the ones from, like, the teenage girls, because those ones are always just stupid.
I love watching my dad in public. He just awkwardly stares at some people he doesn't even know. It's hilarious. Come on, Scott. Oh, my God.
I could be sleeping right now, but no, my dad's making me watch a TV show about the Hoover Dam. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
It could just be... Dumbest tweet, but as long as you put
I say we should, if we ever come across a situation that's just stupid.
Oh, I'm using it.
Yeah,
from
sure.
Now on.
Which one?
Regardless if we're talking about a person or a thing. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
Shout out to my dad for not having taken down the Christmas lights. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
This is something funny about the ones about parents, and they're actually calling them by their first name.
Caught my dad making a Twitter. Gotta go private now. Hashtag, come on.
Scott just asked Mark what it's like to have a girl break up with him so he could write about it. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
Taking a dump and forgot the toilet paper. Come on, Scott.
Do you like John Mayer? Scott, I don't think I've met him. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
Come on, Scott. It's like a comedian punchline. Like, that's somebody's
right?
thing.
Like his catchphrase.
His catchphrase. Come on, Scott.
Oh, this is great. the top tweets, there's nothing. There's no difference.
I'm glad we did this.
This was good. This was good. This was a worth the wait through the Come On Scott hashtags.
Oh, yeah.
The awkward moment when I put on a new pair of slacks and the girl on the bus tells me I have a sticker on. Hashtag Come On Scott.
Who's Scott in that conversation?
the guy tweeting. Okay. His name is Scott. Okay.
Man, I apparently can't see all these tweets unless you're looking at the other one. Are you looking at the other one, Ryan?
I moved to the other one now.
The other one has way more. The one that's actually spelt out for those listening.
Yeah.
My father just took a solid 30 minutes of driving around to decide what he wanted to eat. Come on, Scott!
I saw it. This is awesome.
I wish my orthodontist had a Twitter so he could see my tweets about my braces and feel bad for me and then take them off. Sad face. Hashtag, come on, Scott. When my dad uses my bathroom and leaves the seat up and then I sit down and fall in. Hashtag, come on, Scott.
He's failing two classes and he's a sophomore. Really, dude? You're a wolf. Come on, Scott.
Practice tonight? What a great way to start my break. Ha, not. Come on, Scott.
So stop and get two McDonald's quarter pounder burgers before your game? Yes, Dad, I just want to throw up all over the field. Hashtag, come on.
Trying to watch a movie is impossible when Dad comes in and sits on the couch and has a 45-minute phone conversation. Come on, Scott. Okay, I think that's it.
Nothing but teenagers.
I think that we need to actually do a podcast next week. Revisit the Come On Scott hashtag.
All right. Well, it does look up there very often. We're already in 2012 pretty quick here.
Oh, shit. You're right. I didn't even look at that. I was actually in 2011 there.
Yeah.
Fuck. Come on, Scott.
Anyways.
We found the perfect. Found the perfect naps.
You know, the best part. Is we're going to be saying that to people that aren't here at this conference all day.
No, I got it. Next week, if we actually do a podcast next week, we'll check out hashtag come on dad and come on mom. Those have to be good, okay. Right? They have to
all
be.
Right, yeah, all right.
Thanks everybody for listening to T-Mongoose Podcast. And remember...
Wait, did we read when my dad uses the bathroom and leaves the seat up, and when that, I go to sit down, I fall down. Oh, did you? Okay. I'm really laughing.
Anyways.
Go ahead, end it up.
Thanks everybody again for listening to Team Manga's podcast. Sorry that they've been so far in between.
We were here,
trust us. You've been in our hearts. You've just not been on my hard drive. That's deep. That's what the kids would say. Hashtag deep.
Let's end this podcast.
Hashtag come on, Scott.
At these walls, sky won't be looking. Thank you.